And it's Friday morning and Nevin is here, the nation's favourite book. Do you bring the book everywhere which you do with the nation's favourite food?
I'm tying it around my neck.
I was going to say, would you look at a T-shirt with it on it? Your own face. It'd be quite good, wouldn't it? It would. It'd be quite good. Listen, by the way, you were telling me a few weeks ago that you have this this new TV series starting.
Yes.
It's January, is it?
It's January, yeah. It's a 13-part show.
Okay.
And we've just finished recording. I was over in Boston and I've launched the show that was showing this year in the US, which is fantastic. It's right. Been brilliant. So it's a 3-year deal with PBS, and it's an incredible.
That's
it's
fantastic.
Great. I'm really happy.
And what was the thing I saw about NBC?
Yeah, the NBC were recording with me 2 weeks ago, and so what they're doing is they wanted me to do a dessert. I don't know what's called The Orchard,
yeah.
And it'll be showing out as live on St. Patrick's Day next year. And they were telling me that in New York alone, 2.5 million people watch this show. I mean, the figures are incredible, you know, just the vastness
of it. Isn't that
mad? It's wonderful. Yeah, it's great.
And did you have your book strategically positioned on the shelf behind you, did you?
Yeah, everywhere. Coming out of the oven, you can...
Who wrote these 11 books, they cried. That's fantastic. Anyway, The Nation's Favourite Food is what it is, and the book is out. As the fellas, timely for Christmas, Nevin.
I know that.
So now, listen, what are you doing today? What have you got?
Marty, you know, what people ask me is, Nevin, how do you make the perfect ragu sauce?
I often ask you that question, but you never tell me. But you're going to today.
You ask me a lot more questions than that off here. Anyway,
how do you make the ragu sauce?
It's absolutely delicious. It's the basis for lasagna, cottage pie, cannelloni, chili con carne.
Right.
You get this right and it's amazing. It's
because
just
you can
so
do
delicious.
All the other things.
Yeah, and it's so versatile. And again, we're going back to good value, good quality assured Irish mince, which is try and get the lean mince if you can. It's a little bit extra, but it is worth the effort. It really is.
Okay.
So, Marty, it's a very simple. This recipe will serve 10.
You say that.
No, it really is. It really is. And I've had a lot of people say, listen, we've made this, you know, we've enjoyed this, we've seen this recipe.
Right.
You know, one woman, she got the book recently and she said to me, would you believe it, in a pharmacy in Dublin, she said, I made that with my mum and she loved it.
She loved it.
So it's great to hear that.
All right.
I like to hear feedback like that.
Yes, of course.
So it's very simple. We'll go through the ragu sauce first of all.
Yes.
So it's one onion, which is finely diced, 2 carrots, which are finely chopped, and then 2 celery sticks, which are finely chopped too. So kind of cut everything the same uniform size. And then into that, 2 cloves of garlic. So you let that cook off, Marty, and 2 tablespoons of rapeseed oil in a good hot pan for about 8-10 minutes.
Okay.
Don't look for much colour. You let that literally sweat off. Then into that, we have button mushrooms, which are sliced. So 225 grams of button mushrooms. Now, this is the secret. Smoked bacon. Oh, my God.
Oh, I know.
Smoked bacon. 100 grams of rinded smoked bacon. Cut it, dice it. And then we're moving on to our mince.
Such flavour.
Ah, it's fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Lovely smokiness, that.
Yeah.
So, Marty, with the 350 grams of lean mince meat, which we just put into the pot too, a tablespoon of tomato puree.
That's more your quality assured, yeah,
absolutely.
On,
well, it's great quality.
Has to be.
You know, we've great beef in Ireland, and
yeah,
it's important that we are supporting our Irish farmers.
Right,
I'm
true.
Very passionate about that.
I know.
And then, Marty, into that. So we have our tablespoon of tomato puree.
Yeah.
We have 400 grams of chopped tomatoes in a can. 300 grams of beef stock, and in the recipe you can see I've said callow. So callow is a low salt stock cube. Look, if you have time to make your own, you're lucky.
Yes,
I'm lucky.
Yes.
I have 12 chefs. People don't have time. Sure. If you can get it good, there is an Irish company called Truly Brazen who produce good quality.
Truly Brazen.
Yeah, I know.
What
good
a great name.
Good name. Fresh, yeah. Fresh vegetable, fish, and beef stock. So that's a very good product.
Okay.
But it's very niche. You won't get it in every part of the country.
Right.
So callow are the name of the stock cubes that I've said here. 1 tablespoon then of fresh basil. So what you do, Marty, you've cooked off your vegetables. Then you add in your mincemeat and your smoked bacon. And literally, you cook this, Marty, for 2 hours. And you're probably thinking, what?
Yeah.
On a really low heat. But you will not believe the richness and the depth of flavour. And if you want, I know you'd enjoy this, a couple of glasses of red wine can go into it.
While you're waiting.
Well, but it goes into the food, Marty. You can have one yourself, but it's meant to go into the
waste. Go on anyway.
And not an expensive wine, okay? Yeah. I know you'd be cooking.
No, but never cheap.
You'd be
putting
an inch badge into it. No, exactly. Yeah, if it's not good enough to drink with. I don't have wine in the recipe, but at home I would put a little bit of wine into it, and that's purely optional. So you cook this for 2 hours, Marty, and what happens, it gets meltingly tender, it just enriches, and then at the very last minute you just put in the chopped basil and salt and pepper. So it's got to be low and slow, everyone at home, it really has got to be, and cook it slowly in a good heavy base pot, casserole dish, keep stirring it, and you will be knocked out with this. With the smoked bacon, everything will break down, when I say that, the mushrooms, the vegetables, and intensify the actual mince in the tomatoes.
The ragu, it's magnificent because
it's so good.
You were mentioning lasagna and chili,
yes,
and all the rest of it. For my favourite Italian dish,
go
is
on.
Cannelloni. So for the cannelloni, this is just the job.
It's amazing.
That's fantastic.
And you get cannelloni, you fill that, you bake it with a little bit of white sauce, some parmesan cheese in the oven, you're in heaven.
Absolutely.
You're in absolute heaven.
Absolutely.
And the beautiful thing about, you know, for your listeners, Marty, is make this, freeze it. I make this maybe once a month and I freeze it down for Imelda when I'm away for the twins.
Right.
And it's small little containers. And she takes it out and warms it up, serves it with potato, rice, pasta, whatever. You know, they're munching away and eating everything, thank God.
Yeah.
But they love this and it's really delicious. Trust me, you will love this ragu sauce.
Idea. Well done for you sharing that. That's ragu sauce.
Yes.
So we're actually referring to that.
Exactly.
And just a reminder again, if you didn't get it, it's in the book.
In the book, absolutely.
Yeah. But it is, it's also on our website. It's RT Lyric FM, Marty in the Morning, and Levin's recipes are there, and it's the ragu sauce. What page is it on? The nation's favourite food.
Oh, now you've got me. It's in the family favourites. It's in the lasagna.
So the lasagna section. Lasagna. I'll look it up yourself.
Will you look it up? I should know
anyway,
that.
It's the nation's favourite food,
you
Evan McGuire. So ragu sauce. Thank you, my friend. God bless you.
See you next week.
Please God, we will.
Look after yourself.